Among the younger people, I haven't heard any older people say it, but I know.
Say if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go someplace, calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay.
It's one of my bad habits. I always tell someone, just a minute, you know.
Uh-huh. And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a...
You mean just on the side here?
No, it's
the whole thing of beard?
Uh-huh. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And this is my...
Your right ear.
And...
Your mouth.
And...
Your neck.
And this part.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Someone has a cold, they might have a sore
throat. Yeah.
What about goozle?
Yeah. I heard that when I was little.
What was it?
I heard my grandfather say that, you know, your goozle or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear that much now. It's been older people,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would say that.
Is your goozle your throat or your...
Look at this thing in here, isn't it?
The thing
like your esophagus?
Oh, the thing that you swallow down?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be
called. And these are my...
Teeth.
And this is one...
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Your gums.
This is one.
Hand.
Two.
Hands.
And.
The palm of your hand.
And one.
Fist.
Two.
Fist.
And a place where the bones come together.
Joint.
And on a man, this part of his body is his.
Chest.
And these are the.
Shoulder.
And you say, this is my.
Your leg.
And this is one.
Foot.
And I have two.
Feet.
And if I get down in this position, you say I...
Stooping?
Uh-huh. Any other way of saying that?
Kneeling? Oh, I don't
get... Do you ever hear, down on your hunkers, or hunker down, or haunches?
Yeah.
Down your haunches?
Yeah. Yeah, my grandfather would say that, or some of my uncles.
Oh, how would they say that?
And then I've heard him say the baby was hunkering, you know,
mm-hmm.
when they get down and start to crawl, you know, sometimes they'll get back and rear back and forth, you know, they're hunkering.
Uh-huh. And this part of the sensitive bone here.
Shin?
Okay. Say if someone had been sick for a while, he said, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peaked. That's what my mother always said.
Do you use that expression?
Yeah. All right, I also say pale.
Uh-huh.
My mother would, she always would say peaked, you know.
Uh-huh. Like, and someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
Strong?
Mm-hmm. What else would you say? You say strong.
Well, healthy.
Mm-hmm. What if he's getting a little overweight, but still strong? You say he's...
Pudgy?
Mm-hmm.
Or, a little fat, I don't know.
Do you ever use the word stout or husky?
Yeah, stout or husky. But I don't think I ever thought of someone that was husky as being overweight, just a big, strong, you know, big-boned person.
Mm-hmm. What about stout?
I would think of a person, you say a person was stout and they were overweight.
You said that, would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad? And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's...
A good-natured person.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, he would be...
Oh, goodness, I've heard, you know, I'd say they were all arms and legs or they were gawky or something.
Uh-huh. What about someone always dropping things and stumbling?
Clumsy. Yeah.